Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. We continue our Advent series on joy. Today our speaker is Mike Gillingham, a lay reader at St. James, and is entitled Joy Renews the Weary. Our readings are taken from Isaiah 55 and John 4 verses 1 to 14. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
And the first reading is from Isaiah chapter 55, an invitation to the Lord's salvation. And I'm reading from the Living Water version of the Bible. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food when that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen, and I will tell you where to get the food that is good to the soul. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, for the life of your soul is at stake. I am ready to make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the mercies and unfailing love that I promised to David. He displayed my power by being my witness and a leader among nations. You also will command the nations, and they will come running to obey, because I, the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, have made you glorious. Seek the Lord where you can find him. Call on him now, while he is near. Let the people turn from their wicked deeds. Let them banish from their minds the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My thoughts are completely different from yours, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The rain and the snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It's the same with my word. I send it out and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and I will prosper everything I send it. You will live in joy and peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where briars grew, myrtles will sprout up. This miracle will bring great honour to the Lord's name. It will be an everlasting sign of his power and love. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading is taken from John, chapter 4, verses 1 to 14. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. Then a Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with the Samaritans. Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Our Father, as we think of that living water and of the joy you bring, help us to understand your word. Amen.
Amen.
Right, it does work. So, this is a different one from our usual clicker, so forgive me if we're a little slow. How are you feeling? Ready for Christmas yet? Is everything ready? Things can get on top of you. Perhaps you've spent some time shopping and joining the merry throng, elbowing each other out of the way to get the best things. And did we really need that? And what have we forgotten? And perhaps you have a little list. Does your list look like this? Always continuing. Is there no end in sight? J.D. Rockefeller was the richest man in America, and hence probably the richest man in the world. And he was asked a question by a journalist. I'll think about that. What a person to ask. And his answer, just a little bit more. Now, I understand from doing a little bit of research I did on this that Rockefeller, a great philanthropist, a very generous man, very generous man, he gave away lots of money to lots of things. And what he was saying was to point out to this journalist that if you want money, you will never have enough. If you want to be really rich, you will never be rich enough. And I could have chosen more recent figures to illustrate that. Rockefeller gave lots of money away, and so did many other rich people. And one of them said that you're a failure if you end up your life rich. And that's the point of Isaiah's question. Why spend your money on what's not bread, and your labour on what does not satisfy? If you're working hard getting money, or becoming famous, or whatever your aim is, you will always be chasing. You will never catch up. You will never get there. If that's your aim, you will never, never reach it. Because there will never be enough. Just a little bit more. All the time. Now, revere is probably the wrong word, but I'm very grateful to Alec Routier, who was the first person who preached a sermon that I actually enjoyed listening to. And he's a great Hebrew scholar, so I take his word when he talks about Hebrew. And according to Alec Mateer, the NIV doesn't translate the Hebrew correctly from the start of verse 1. And I noticed that in that translation it listed out altogether. What it should be, the start of Isaiah 55, is more like, "Oi! You there! Stop! Listen. Come to the waters, the living water. Come and eat. And you'll be given not just water, but milk. And not just water and milk, but wine. Everything you want. Don't waste your time on things which will never satisfy you. You may have nothing to shop with. Your wallet is empty. But you can have the richest of food. Listen to God. He's offering all these for free. Everything you really want is there for free. And how do you get this peace? Seek the Lord. There's nothing more important than this. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. There are wrong ways that will lead you nowhere. You will always be wanting just that little bit more. But if we come to God, we can be forgiven. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them. And to our God, and he will freely pardon. And that's not them, it's us, you and me. Let us turn to the Lord. It's one of those wonderful things that what we did earlier when Fabian led us in our confession was coming to the Lord. And we can be forgiven. It's a new start. Most religions, if you look at them, have some way in which you earn merit. You do something to get right. So you perhaps offer sacrifices. You offer something at the temple. You pray 3 times a day. You do this, you do that, and you build up merit. A lot of building up merit in something like Buddhism, for instance. But for us, there's a new start. God has a different way of thinking. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God has a different way of thinking. A different way of behaving. Have you ever sat through a lecture where you didn't understand a word? You get to the end of it and you're thinking, yes, okay, those thoughts are higher than my thoughts, but God's thoughts are higher still. Isaiah gives lots of pictures, and he gives a lovely picture of water, rain falling on a field, making the plants grow. God doesn't waste his time, he says. As the rains so come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so it yields seed for the sower, and bread for the eater. I was watching a program just before we came out, about, well, a sad story really, a farmer in Scotland who had sown his seed and there wasn't enough rain. So instead of having wonderful barley to make whiskey, It had to be given to the animals as feed, and he'd lost some money. But God doesn't waste his time. It's like this: when rain comes, the seed grows, and we get something to eat. So is my word that goes out of my mouth, says God. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. God doesn't waste his time. When he says something, it happens. Wouldn't it be wonderful if it happened like that with us? You know, say something and it happens. But God says something and it happens. Mentioned earlier that I've been involved with assemblies, and one of our themes has been creation and all the wonderful things God has created. God doesn't waste his time. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He said that there should be living creatures, and there were living creatures, and humans, and the whole of creation. God plans, and he doesn't waste his time. What he says happens. God plans. And I included this passage a little while ago. For us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I wish you all could have been here last night with a hallelujah chorus. It was wonderful. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Really, we ought to sing this, but perhaps we're not quite as skilled as the choir last night. He gives us another picture. God can take dry thorns and transform them. Now, if you look at lots of different translations of this, there are lots of different English names for plants, because it sounds actually, apparently, according to Arithmetia, that he may even have made up some of the words. A really thorny thing. Briars. And he can transform them into juniper and myrtle. One translation says, what was it, cypress and myrtle. The important thing about these plants is that they are evergreen. They're never dry, thorny things. They are always green whenever you go there. And they smell so beautiful too. And in the Gospel reading, we see Jesus taking up the theme of living water, offering living water instead of water drawn from a well. Now, the one thing about a well, which I guess all of us are saved from, is it's hard work. You've got to let that bucket down, you've got to carry it up. Or even worse, I saw a picture of an ancient well where people had to climb down and down and down and down and fetch the water and climb up and up and up and up. And it's hard work. But we have in our houses living water. We turn the tap and out it comes. And Jesus says, come, drink, and out of you will flow that living water. God gives us joy to share. And I left a verse out that you may have noticed. That I'm going to ask Ray and the music group, can you come and help us? Because we can actually sing it. And it's a wonderful picture of the whole, all of us going out with that wonderful joy. And the whole of creation joining in, the hills joining in, the trees joining in, everything, the whole of creation joining in us in a joyful song. So please would you stand and we'll sing.
Visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.